Hey, Stacy.
Hi, Megan. I'm so sorry to bother you again. I just
Oh,
leave the office
okay.
around
I
3.
actually just got in the car to go to my doctor's appointment, and I'm probably going to be late, but
I'll
maybe
be
just one other thing.
speedy. So I saw your Act 150 approval up on Medicaid, which means you're good. You're done with Maximus, which is amazing. And I was also in contact with A Bridge to Independence, who is providing your service coordinator. Right? The
Okay.
last step is for the service coordinator to
Reach out to
assign
you guys.
you. First, she needs to speak to you and discuss how many hours per week of services you need, and then
Okay.
they'll send us the information and we're allowed to start services. Okay, so you're really, really almost there. The service coordinator's name is Kristen. I have her email. I'm going to ask them for the direct line, and I'll send that information to you so you guys can coordinate and do the last assessment. Does that sound good?
That's great. Would you just be able to text me her information? Because I apologize, I'm driving, so I just
I'll
can't write it
text you
down.
her name because I don't have her direct line yet, and then I'll ask them. I could give you the office number. I think they answer really, they're pretty responsive. The one who keeps answering me is actually the CEO, which is very impressive. So,
Yeah.
I'll text you Kristen's number and the office number, and just call in and ask for Kristen and tell her that you're just approved for Act 150 and you want to get started as soon as possible and you already have an agency. Okay?
Okay, I probably won't be able to call her till like 4:30, but I can leave her a
Totally
message
fine.
if she leaves. And this, thank you so much for helping me. Like,
Of
thank
course.
you so much because this would have never gotten done. And I just want you to know how much I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Of course. I just, I wanted to see the light at the end of the tunnel for you, and I think we really are.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Of course. Let's be in touch tomorrow. If you get through to her, let me know. If not, let me know as well and I'll email her, okay, for her direct line.
Okay, and do you want me to text you my email as well? Just if you email or you could copy me.
Oh, you want me to do that? Sure. Text me your
Just
email and
since,
I'll.
like, if we might as well just all stay in the loop because
Yeah, totally.
she's the service coordinator that's just going to be going to you anyways, and apparently, she what I was told whatever hours they assign me based on my disabilities is what I would get, but
Yeah, she
if
just has
I.
to review it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna whatever. Like, if she asks me for hours, I'm just gonna say like however many you'll give me. Like,
Yeah, that's more or less what you'll discuss. The hours, basically, depending on what program you have, there's a nurse or a service coordinator who just takes a look at your whole application altogether and puts in a request for a certain amount of hours, and then the company approves it. So they need someone to tell Maximus, okay, this is how many hours you're going to be paying for her.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much. My email is actually just my full name at yahoo.com. It's just
Okay. I'll
Megan
send you,
Krejci.
I'm going
Yeah.
to add you on an email with her and I'll text you her name so
Okay,
that,
thank you. All
okay, you can call in.
right, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.